Welcome to the Great Awakening Ministry. I am Minister and Yogini Joanne Lee. And on this week's show, back again, we have Douglas Hodgson. Douglas is a former lawyer, dean, and professor of law residing in Perth, Western Australia. He undertook postgraduate legal study at the University of London before embarking on a 35-year career in higher education in Canada, Australia, and New Zealand as a teacher, researcher, author, human rights advocate, and university administrator. Professor Hodgson has authored and published 30 peer-reviewed law journal articles and 5 books. His latest publications include Transcendental Spirituality, Wisdom and Virtue, and Spiritual Revelations from Beyond the Veil, What Humanity Can Learn from the Near-Death Experience, which conveys life-changing messages from over 500 testimonials of those who have crossed over to the other side and returned to their earthly life to enlighten humanity. Dissipating the fear of death so that we may truly live. In this show, we discuss the near-death experience of the incredible life review, its process, purpose, what matters, and does sin or wrongfulness form any part of this life review? So, Douglas, thank you for coming back again on the Great Awakening Show and sharing all of your divine wisdom and truth about very important subjects.
It is my pleasure to do so. Thank you, Yogini and Joanne.
And today is all about the near-death experience of the life review, which I am so looking forward to because, wow, just wow. And the first question I really wanted to ask you about this is, many people don't understand, Douglas, what is the life review and who reviews us?
Okay. Well, let me begin, Yogini Joanne, by saying that not all of the near-death experiencers have a life review. Many of them do, but some don't. And it's been theorized that those that do have a life review have undergone a deep NDE. But that's just speculation, and I don't know the answer to that question. But having said that, the life review is basically a review of the soul's entire life, from birth until death. All of their thoughts, words, and deeds from birth until death are reviewed. Now, who does the review? There are different observations on this. Some NDEers claim that the review is done by God. Others say by beings of light. Yet others say it was my guardian angel or a spirit guide or even a messenger of God doing the life review. But I think it's very important to point out that it's an educational or facilitative exercise. It's not about accusation, condemnation, or punishment.
Yes.
The whole exercise is so that the soul can review their life on earth from a perspective outside of themselves.
Yes.
So they are assisted by these beings of light. As one NDEer said, at times the being of light will pause the life review and will ask the soul for their observations, or would you care to reflect on that particular incident?
So really, Douglas, It's the beings of light, or God is facilitating the whole of review. But we are in this, in we really are reviewing ourselves from our own,
Indeed.
from what we've done, from what we've felt, from what we've said, from our past, and the actions that we made.
Indeed. And as one NDEer said, it was almost as if the being of light was able to reach into my mind and pull out all of the memories, the entire full set of memories from my lifetime. It's almost like you're accessing a data bank of that person's life on Earth. But as I said earlier, the review isn't done solely from the perspective of the soul's selfish perspective. It's done by through two other perspectives. First of all, the perspective of what I've termed in my latest book, the third-party objective observer's point of view. So someone who happened to be there, who maybe wasn't even related or was a friend of the soul, who happened to witness the event or the episode. So the soul sees the events through a third-party stranger,
How they,
but
how
most.
it affected them, what they said, how it affected them.
Yes, because they didn't know any of the parties, but they were just observing as honest witnesses. But most importantly, I think the most important perspective here is that the soul reviews the life from the point of view of the beneficiaries of the love they manifested and from the point of view of the victims towards whom they manifested cruelty, hatred, insensitivity, or unkindness. But the soul, during a life review, does not only see what happened during the life, but it feels the feelings and emotions of the beneficiaries and the victims of their conduct.
Oh, that is,
So, for example,
wow, that's so powerful.
it's like, as I said in my book, it's like the ultimate exercise in empathy. So the soul feels during the life review the feelings of joy and happiness and gratitude from those who the soul demonstrated love and kindness to. And conversely, if they treated them very badly, then the soul itself will feel the sadness, the anger, the disappointment, the frustration, all of the negative feelings of their victims. But it goes beyond that.
Of what they did to them. Oh.
Goes beyond that. It includes what I call derivative victims. So, for example, if the soul manifested love towards someone, they in turn might have gone on in their dealings shortly thereafter and manifested love and kindness to yet others. So the soul feels the love not only of the immediate beneficiary, but of the derivative beneficiaries. It's like a ripple effect. It's never ending. It goes on and on.
That is so important, because what we give
Yes.
out, we receive back. And that goes to all the people who that's connecting with down the line. It's just like, that's why you've got to be so, it's so important to have sacred, loving thoughts, feelings, actions, and words, because that goes
Indeed.
on so far.
Indeed. And conversely, Yogini Joanne, if we are unkind or insensitive to people, we not only feel the negative feelings of our immediate victims, if I can call them that, but we also feel the negative energy and the negative feelings and emotions experienced by the derivative victims. So our immediate victim might have, might have been having a pleasant day up until then, and then we were unkind to them, And then afterwards, they might have gone home and had a quarrel with their partner
That's
or
right.
with
And
their
they made
children.
other people feel bad because of that.
And that's one of the important messages of the Life Review. Never underestimate how profound our choices and our decisions are, because they have these so-called ripple effects, which can be never ending. So in a way, that's a bit scary, isn't it?
Yes.
But it's a great way to self-edit your behavior.
That's it. That's so true. That's just, oh, it's just wow. Absolutely wow. So, oh, and we've gone through, you know, so this is the purpose of it. This is the purpose experienced by so many of the NDEers, you know, and we've gone through what matters, what is so important to them. But please describe the process of the life review, because, you know, I mean, this is, it's just unbelievable. How is that process?
Well, this is quite fascinating, Yogini Chauhan. All of the NDEers claim that their life review was over in an instant. It was virtually instantaneous. But they claim that they reviewed every significant moment in their life from infancy until death. And it's actually, some say it's done panoramically. So the soul consciousness has 360-degree vision in the higher realms. So it has this panoramic 360-degree screen, and you are the lead actor. The soul is the lead actor in its own movie. And one NDEer described it as a holograph, a 3D holograph movie. And it's like flipping pages of a book or fast-moving projector slides. Everything is included. Nothing can be hidden. All is revealed, the good, the bad, and the ugly.
Yeah.
And at some points, the being of light or whatever angel, guardian spirit will pause and will solicit reflection or the observations from the NDEer. Now, remember one NDEer claiming that God did their review, and God said, could you and should you have acted differently at this particular juncture? And if so, how? And what have you learned from that? And the NDEer said, this is not the condemning or the punishing God that I had been brought up to believe in. This was a God of compassion and love who was not condemning, was not punishing, but was helping me to cleanse or to purify my soul before my next incarnation.
And that is so important, because if you have remorse, they say in yogic traditions, if you have remorse for your actions or your thoughts or your words and your feelings, that diminishes the karma attached to that, you know, so that in the next life, you will come and you will be cleansing that a lot, you know, when you come into your next life. That's so true. And also, carry on.
This is such an important point that you make, Yogini Chauhan.
Yeah.
Remorse.
Yeah.
If you read the Holy Quran, there's a beautiful passage in the Quran that says, remorse cannot be achieved by the tongue. Remorse must be achieved by the heart.
Yes.
So in other words, you confess your sins with your tongue, but for the remorse to be genuine, for the contrition to be genuine,
must touch
has
your
to come
heart.
from the heart.
Yeah.
Because if you, with your tongue, express remorse or contrition, but keep on repeating the sin, then that's not genuine or honest or authentic remorse. So that's an important point from the Quran. And if I can borrow from an Eastern religious tradition, from the Jain tradition, And the Jains have a very, I think it's from the simile of the leaf, the Uttara Dhyayana. And there's a beautiful passage in it that says, life is so precarious and fleeting, we don't know when our soul will be called home. So take stock. Identify your sins. Identify the causes of them. Try to understand the causes of your sinning or your wrongdoing. And having understood them, then renounce them.
Yes.
Renounce them with your heart.
Mm-hmm.
And this is the point that you're making. And that's almost like having a life review in vivo during our lifetime.
Yes,
and I think more important. Of us should be doing that.
Yes, that's so important. Wow, that is amazing. Mm-hmm. And also, you're talking about they have that review and it happens in a second. Yeah, because there is no past or future in the heavenly realms. There is only the now. There is only singularity. There is only God source, God goddess source. There's only the now. So everything happens in the now. It's like the Akashic records that hold all of our thoughts, feelings, and you know, actions, everything we have done is the life review. You're homing in the now, in the multidimensional Akashic records. Boom, it comes to you in the multidimensional now. Unbelievable.
I couldn't express it any better than you just have, Yogini Joanne. And I often wondered, when I was writing my third book, Near-Death Experiences and Sacred Scripture, the Parallel Messaging, whether the life review is based on the Akashic records. Because there is reference in Judeo-Christian apocalyptic literature, the Book of Enoch. Not many people are familiar with the Book of Enoch.
That was taken out of the Bible.
There's a passage in the Book of Enoch that says that everything you do during your life is recorded by the angels every day in heaven.
UK Health Radio,
the station that makes you feel good.
If optimizing your health and well-being is on your to-do list, then let Revive Active, Ireland's number one supplement brand, help you put back what life takes out. All-in-one comprehensive formulas created to offer you maximum benefit, whatever stage of life you're at, and with a range that supports everything from immunity, energy, cardiovascular health, joints, cognitive function, menopause, and even beauty. We've got you and your family covered. Premium ingredients packed into a powerful daily sachet. Simply mix with water to activate for a flavorful health drink. Perfect at home or on the go. Revive Active. Available at selected Holland & Barrett stores, Well Pharmacies, and online at Amazon and reviveactive.com. Super supplements for a super you.
Nature's Medicine for Modern Living, a people and plants dialogue hosted by Sophie.Health. At Sophie, we bring together experts and voices who rarely cross paths. Our quest is to illuminate the ancient world of plant medicine and reimagine it for the connected age. Join us to explore new boundaries of digital personalized medicine with deep roots in the natural world and hear from our community of international pioneers who are validating this new paradigm and improving how we feel, sleep, and cope with daily stresses naturally. Sophie.Health, reconnecting people and plants.
Once upon a time, human slavery was just a fact of life. Right now, animal abuse is often considered normal. In time, it won't be. Animal Aid campaigns peacefully against all forms of animal abuse and promotes cruelty-free living.
Check out animalaid.org.uk. It's time for a kinder world.
UK Health Radio,
the station that makes you feel good.
It would not surprise me at all if the Life Review is based on something similar, if not the same.
Yes, that's right. Everything happens in the now. So beautiful. And yes, so the similarities and differences concerning the Life Review, please describe them between some of the sacred scriptures. You just said one there, and the NDE messaging. I mean, you've just brought up the Quran. Is there a few others you can give us?
Yes. One of the reasons I'm delighted to talk about this topic with you today, Yogini Chauhan, is that it's one of the rare instances in which the NDE messaging in my latest book has not squared with what I read in the sacred scriptures. And there are a few other instances, but by and large, 90% of what I read from the NDE messaging can be found in the sacred scriptures. But having said that, I would put it to you and your audience that the NDE messaging goes far beyond sacred scripture.
Yes.
And that's why I've written these books. Now, to return to your question, we first have to divide sacred scripture between Eastern and Western. So I'll go through Eastern first. Basically, the Eastern religions I looked at were the Abrahamic religions, Judaism, Christianity, and Islam. And I also looked at the ancient Persian religion called Zoroastrianism.
That's right.
Which not too many people know about or have studied.
Yeah, and it's the Gnostics and the Essenes.
Indeed. And all four religions, and I'm by no means an expert, but from my reading of their scriptures, all four religions basically postulate that our soul only has one shot at it, of getting it right. So that our soul is bequeathed to us by God, and on the death of our body, our soul returns to God. But God will judge based on how we've lived our life on earth. And if we've been a good person, we will be permitted to enter heaven. If we've been an extremely bad person, we'll be consigned to hell.
Yeah.
And perhaps there are middle levels as well. Islam claims that there are seven heavens.
Mm-hmm.
Jainism refers to ascending heavens from the east.
Mm.
But these religions from the east, they postulate that judgment and forgiveness is the divine prerogative of God. Only God can judge and forgive. And I respect that position and the believers who believe in that. I don't challenge it. I'm just presenting the evidence from both camps. But some of the NDEers have said, well, in my experience out of my body, God is absolute unconditional love and compassion and kindness.
Hold on. Hold on. Sorry. It's just my dog's barking. Gypsy!
All right.
Come here. Sorry, I'm going to go through and edit it. Sorry.
That's okay. I have two lovely Labradors, but they're kind of quiet at the moment.
Yeah. Okay. Sorry. Yes.
So anyway, these NDEers say that only God has, as God is unconditional love and compassion and kindness, then the human belief that God judges and condemns us to hell is human error.
Yes.
That it's a human construct.
And I really believe in that point. You know, we are creators. We are made in the image of God. God, we're the creators. So, but We are preparing for our death. And it's so important that at the moment we pass over, to have an understanding and to be in a place where we are at peace. Because in that moment, if you've been living a really, evil, horrible life, then you're going to create that hell the moment that you pass over, which is a figment of our imagination, right? Of our consciousness. And if you have had a lovely life and you've been of service to humanity, then you're going to obviously believe in heaven and create that to be so, and I believe that it's all in the mind, it's all in the higher mind. But I believe the ones that have created the hell, they won't be there for very long, because they will eventually come into the oneness. So we create,
All right.
and therefore, Douglas, we create our own hell and heaven here on earth too.
Well, I believe that, Yogini Chauhan, and from what you've just said, it reminds me of a beautiful passage I read from the Srimad Bhagavad Gita, the Song of God, the other day, where Arjuna asked Krishna or God or Brahman, at the moment of death, what should we meditate on? And the answer was, meditate on Om. Keep repeating the divine syllable Om. And NDEers say that when they're in the heavenly realms, they keep hearing the angels recite Om. So keep your mind exclusively focused on Om. Pass over when you leave your physical body, bear no grudges against anyone or anything, and detach from everything, from people, from physical objects, your career, your possessions. If you do those three things, Arjuna was told, your soul will join or be with me, will be with God. So I wanted to follow that up with you. That's from the Srimad Bhagavad Gita. Now, I was sidetracked a little bit here. What
Sorry.
do the Eastern religions have to say about forgiveness of sin and judgment? Are we judged on a reward punishment basis? Is it a one-off thing? Well, basically, most Eastern religions believe in reincarnation. So unlike the Western religions, the methodology is, well, we keep coming back. We keep reincarnating until we learn all of our lessons and get it right.
We get it right, we turn to the right, and we become righteous.
Yes. And this is very important. I'll use Jainism as an example. The Eastern religions, like the Western religions, stress the importance of expressing remorse and contrition during our lifetime. And I think that's a very important point. So, in the Jain scripture from the Uttara Dhyayana, I'm repeating myself, but it's worth repeating that because our life on earth is so fleeting and so precarious, our existence, we have to find the time to review our life. And it's not possible for us to remember everything, all of our thoughts, all of our words, all of our actions. It's impossible. But we can remember those more outstanding episodes or events, particular negative events where we hurt other people or hurt other sentient beings. And we have to decide, well, what caused me to do that? Was it, I don't have enough love in my heart, I'm too impatient, I'm too unforgiving, I'm too selfish? And having understood the causes, what are you going to do about it? What fine-tuning are you going to do? And are you going to renounce those behaviors in mind and heart? So that's where the commonality is, but it stops there. And the near-death experiencers say almost unanimously that in the heavenly realms, it's not about reward and punishment. It's not accusation, condemnation, or punishment. It's self-reflection from a perspective outside yourself and observations on how you could have done better. So it's really a learning exercise for the soul. And the learning curve will be a lot steeper for some than others.
Yes.
But as one NDEer said, basically, the life review is like a washing away of our sins or our iniquities or our wrongdoing, whatever you want to call it. And it's like a debriefing and a preparation for our next incarnation, wherever that may be. It might be in another material realm.
Yes.
It could be in a spiritual realm.
Yes.
We don't know at this point.
Yes. In one of the other heavenly realms, the astral, the causal, you know, there's all, we could be a spiritual energy body, and there are so many different realms. But that's just made me realize that it's so funny, because if I accidentally tread on a snail and crack its clip, I am just like instantly so remorseful, so remorseful. Or I say something to someone that doesn't sit right with them, I am so remorseful. I am so remorseful in that moment. Yeah. And I think that this is why this information is so important, because it helps us realize to do that, to be remorseful now in our life and not wait until we die to be remorseful about it. Because when you're doing that, you are dissolving the bad, negative, you know, attachments to that, you know, the karma to that. So I really, it's so important. This is so important to know that, isn't it?
Well said, Yogini Joanne. Yes, I agree with you. And this is something that we can do quite easily, I think.
Mm.
And we may need to talk about it with other people, but it's something that we should consciously consider doing before we pass over, because in any event, it's going to happen to us.
It's like you make right, but instead of waiting until you just the moment before you die, which most people do, do it in the moment that it was said. Have the awareness, be the master of your thoughts, feelings, words, and actions. Don't allow them to cause any more hurt, because whatever goes out comes back to you. Make them
exactly.
Sacred, you know, so that they, yeah. Wow. Mm. And we talked about, this is about self-reflection, isn't it? So what, and this self-reflection, yeah. How will it, you know, this is about, we just talked about that. Self-reflection facilitates spiritual growth. So the process of self-reflection, talk a little bit about that.
Well, we can engage in self-reflection now,
yes,
during our earthly lifetime. But what we cannot do, and what the NDEers have the advantage of, is during their life review, they see their life from two other perspectives, from the perspective of an objective third-party witness or observer.
The one that was hurt by it or wounded by that.
And by the victims. The victims, yes, of our unkindness or the beneficiaries of our love.
Yes.
So we're a bit limited in what we can self-reflect on while we're still on Earth, but it's still worth doing. But once we have that life review, we are self-reviewing from various angles. And through those various angles or perspectives, we can see our lives in the most clear and undistorted light. There's no miscommunication, no misinterpretation. We can see it exactly how it happened, and we can see how we have to improve, where we went wrong. We can also see our strengths, our character strengths,
yeah,
and the amount of love we have in our hearts. So it's both love and how we can improve on alleviating or mitigating the negative energies that we act upon.
Yes. And how much joy we have given unto others. Yeah, that's a beautiful one. And we've talked about the ripple effect, yeah, which carries up for the soul consciousness, which you know, for the life review, that the ripple effect, that is unbelievable. And it's just so important to know that our actions, our thoughts, you know, go out into affecting the whole of the world and the whole of this realm that we are in. But what is considered the most important messages imparted to the soul during the life review? So go over there, because the most important messages are.
One of the most important messages is, and I may be repeating myself, is never underestimate the impact of our words and actions on others. But it's not only about our acts or our deeds, it's also about our omissions. You know, we might have walked by a stranger on the street who was down and out and maybe tearing up and sobbing. And we might have walked by and said, well, I don't like to get involved. They might get aggressive with me. I'll just leave that for now. Maybe someone else better qualified can do that. That type of thing will be reviewed during our life review, our omissions. Even our thoughts, amazingly, even our thoughts go out into the universe. And as I said on my first book on transcendental spirituality, wisdom, and virtue, we have to be master of our mind. We have to master even our thought processes and self-edit. Because if we don't, if our thoughts are negative, that will create our earthly reality and the reality for those around us. So we must, as I said in my first book, cleanse the upstream. And if we cleanse the source or the upstream, the downstream will be purified.
Yes. So important.
One of the important messages, Yogini Joanne, is never to underestimate the impact of our thoughts, words, actions upon others. So we haven't talked about the gift of free will yet. I don't know whether you'd like to talk about the gift of free will and how that relates to the NDE. So that forms another chapter in my book. But free will is recognized in many religions, not just in the West, but in the East. And free will is really a gift or privilege which is given to us by God. God will not force us to love him or her. That would not be authentic, pure, or honest. God allows us to create our own earthly reality. God gives us the opportunity to decide who our partners will be, what career we will pursue, what our experiences in life will be. We have autonomy over our decision making. But often in life, we will face the so-called proverbial fork in the road, where we have to make a critical decision. So, how do we make that decision? We might listen to other people and make a choice that really isn't ours. Or we might reflect deeply and search our soul and make a decision based either on the positive energy of the universe or the negative energy of the universe. Yeah. But whatever we decide, God respects our decision and will not interfere with it. But having said that, the soul will remain responsible for that choice, ultimately during the life review. So we are So we are shown the most significant moments in our life. And I use the instance of walking by the down and out stranger. We didn't say or do anything to help them. So on the life review, we might be shown that incident, and we might be shown the alternative possibility that if you had utilized more positive energy and stopped to have a brief, kindly word with that soul, and maybe give them a small donation, or taken them to the supermarket and bought them a few groceries, how their lives would have been changed. We are shown all of the different possibilities that might have happened if we had made different choices pursuant to our gift of free will. And that is the amazing part of it. This is why it's so critical that our souls undertake this process, because without it, our souls are not going to progress. They're not going to evolve and develop and move towards union with God.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
Stop suffering with pet-related allergies when near dogs and cats. Great news, you can feel safe around pets with NasalGuard for pet lovers. NasalGuard topical gel blocks pet dander, hair, and dust mites from entering your nasal passages. Try NasalGuard for pet lovers today. Visit Amazon or nasalguard.co.uk to learn more about NasalGuard spray and gel products. Again, that's nasalguard.co.uk.
Apples and pears, beef and Skittles, cider with Rosie, common or garden, Ant and Deck, fish and chips, mum and dad.
UK Health Radio and Health Triangle Magazine. Each is good by itself, but enjoying both is always better. Add Health Triangle Magazine to your monthly health regime. Check it out at ukhealthradio.com. Strawberries and cream.
A cancer diagnosis can be scary and stressful for everyone involved. Hello Love is a contemporary living space and well-being center in central London where anyone can come and learn about illness prevention and non-toxic practice. Inside, you will find a vegan restaurant, juice bar, and holistic dojo that encourage lifestyle changes to help heal mind, body, and spirit connection. Cancer patients are offered free sessions. To find out more, please visit us at hellolove.org.
When you vacation with Norwegian Cruise Line, every day is a new day. Get a taste for Barcelona, then savor incredible dining options back on board one day. Connect to ancient history in Athens, and then disconnect completely in our spa another day. Wherever the sea breeze takes you, come aboard and experience a different tomorrow with NCL. Visit ncl.com, call your travel agent, or call 0333-336-1472. Norwegian Cruise Line, Ships Registry, the Bahamas and USA.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
That is just so beautiful. And I'd just like to say, for me, free will is we can use God, Goddess's divine love light energy through us. This is how God experiences this matrix, this 3D Maya, this world. God, Goddess works through us. So we have the power through free will to either use that energy positively or negatively to be of service to humanity and help the world evolve, because this is what we all of us are here for. You know, we may not be using it in that positive way, but one day someone who has been using it negative will wake up and they will begin to use that in a positive way. You know, it's so important for us to know, and also for not us just to leave it, I'll leave it up to God. No, God works through us. It's a channel. And if we want the answers, and this is what I've found out in my life, For me to make decisions now, critical decisions, and have answers, I have to go within and meditate. And I tell you, every time I touch that beautiful white light, God, goddesses, photons of love light, white energy coming in to us through the pineal, which is the antenna of the multidimensional realms. And it just comes through. And that's, if we ask, we shall receive. And I always, always get the answers that I seek. I just have to still the mind to allow that photon love light energy in, because we can't get the answer if we have the monkey mind.
And another point, I think, Yogini Chauhan, to follow up on that is that we have to learn to forgive ourselves. We have to love ourselves not in a narcissistic way, but to cut ourselves some slack. Because if we don't love ourselves, how can we love others and love God? The light and love of God will not run through us, as you've so beautifully described, unless we have forgiven ourselves, because God has forgiven us already if we are repentant.
That is so beautiful. And that's why you can stop yourself from reacting to someone else, what someone else has done, because it's not what happens to us, it's how we react to it. We can either become a victim of it, or we can become an aggressive person to it, or we can just allow what is to be and to forgive everyone in that moment, because everyone is going through a different life evolution. Everyone is at a different, point of their life. So we don't know what has happened to that soul on the side of that road. We don't know anything about this. And so we have to have forgiveness always in our heart. But we're not, if someone's done something bad to us, that is a big thing. But learning to forgive, we're not setting that person free. We are setting ourselves free of any resentment held in that conversation with the other person. So forgiveness for all, especially for ourselves. You're so cool. That's so right.
Well, I recall one of the NDEers saying precisely that, Yogini Chauhan, that in some cases, forgiveness may be one of the most difficult things we will ever have to do in our lifetime, but it is necessary to heal and grow. It's something that will eat away at you like a cancer for your soul if you don't let go, move on, forgive. And if you forgive, a whole new universe will open up for you.
With beautiful books, please tell us.
Yogini Chauhan, my third and final book is entitled Near-Death Experiences and Sacred Scripture, The Parallel Messaging, in which I compare the messaging drawn from over 500 near-death experience written accounts of the IANS website, and I compare this messaging to the sacred scriptures of some of the world's mainstream religions, 12 Eastern and Western religions. And the synchronicity and the parallel nature of the messaging is quite uncanny. Now, my book will be released in America on Amazon on September 1st. I presume it will be approximately the same time on Amazon UK. It's available through my publisher, OBooks, www.obooks.com, through most online retailers, and through bricks and mortar bookshops.
Lovely. And please give us the name of your last book as well.
Oh, yes. Spiritual Revelations from Beyond the Veil: What Humanity Can Learn from a Near-Death Experience. And I think I've been on your program a number of times and reviewed some of the contents of that book. So
Beautiful.
the
And
three
the book will
books
be
really should be read in tandem.
yeah. Oh, absolutely brilliant. And the link for all of them are below. So, Douglas, I just want to thank you so much for all of your research that you have done, and your painstakingly reading of all the scriptures, and helping us, take away that fear of death, because there is no death. Life and soul consciousness carries on so that we can truly live. And I just want to say thank you so much for everything you've done and for being back on the Great Awakening Show.
It's been my absolute pleasure, Yogini Joanne. I'm always delighted to share with you.
Wonderful. Oh, that was so good. I learned so much, and it's so important. This is one of the most important ones because it teaches people, that we can do it now instead of waiting until we die. We can have that remorse.
Exactly. And fabulous. I've also learned from you, Yogini Choi.
Yes, yes.
I want you to know that. Thank you.
Thank you, Douglas.